This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What are we calling this?
It's like... just something normal that you think is weird.
Okay. Do we want to get rid of it? Is this kind of ought to be a law, or is this
ought to be a law.
It's like...
or just call it out. I don't know.
Yeah, just what is a thing that is accepted in society that you just want to go, you know what? Hey, this is just my observation. This is a stupid thing.
Yeah.
That we've just all accepted.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I saw is blowing out birthday candles. There ought to be a law. That's just observably a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Even if you take an adult that just come out of the desert and is dehydrated as hell, they're still going to put something on that cake.
Yeah, that's true.
When they blow out the can, it's like, I just try to blow. I saw the spittle go everywhere.
It is, yeah. It's weird. I'll give you that.
You know what? I'm going to add to it. Don't sing. Let's retire. Happy birthday. What adult likes to be sung happy birthday?
I don't like it.
That's one of the worst.
It's terrible. You're right. Okay.
Yeah. And it's always unrehearsed and seems like people didn't put any
effort into
it. Yeah,
nobody's got the steps down.
I agree.
And there's always that one guy who comes in and goes for the high harmony.
Happy
birthday! That guy.
It's
Michael Scott.
Yeah.
Only office people get it. Okay, so we can agree. No spitting on the cake.
Yep.
And the big thing is, it's mostly for kids' parties. Because I don't even remember last time I had a cake. Like, nobody gives me cake.
Oh, really?
For my birthday?
We just have cake all the time.
Yeah, they don't even check.
Oh my God. You guys really get cake?
Absolutely.
As a grown up.
Yeah,
they don't ask at all.
You just walk into a store and buy a cake.
Yes.
Shut up. No, you don't.
I'm an adult. I can do what I want.
I know, but cake is stupid.
No.
Yes.
No, the store bought cake is like the best. Yeah.
We'll got a choice. The King Supers buy here.
Mm-hmm.
Is like at Bellevue and whatever, Yosemite or whatever that is.
Yeah, I think
there's
that's
a little man ice cream in the parking lot.
Ooh.
You'd walk in and get waxy, nasty cake frosting over salty little man ice cream.
I would.
You're an idiot.
I'd get both.
Okay, well, at least I can get down with what Aaron's.
I'm brave enough, I don't have to get the candles just to make it look like something. I'm like, you know what?
Oh, that poor kid. Yeah. You have the one with the balloons?
Yeah.
Ice cream cake, I can see, because at least there's something
good. I do love that ice cream cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although the cake part is always crap. Because it's frozen cake. It's just not good. It's
I was thinking of like Dairy Queen's ice cream cake.
Even that's not good.
Oh, it's so good.
No.
They don't check either. You can just walk in and buy one.
Here's the thing. We got to keep going with what's another thing like that there should be a law. That's just, we've allowed it to happen and...
clapping on airplanes when it lands. Don't do that. It should be a law. If you clap, you're done. You're being pushed off.
Yeah, I disagree with this one. It's a modern miracle. We should be allowed to appreciate that.
When they set it down, you don't feel the thud at all. That they want to hear it. Let them know.
I don't think they do.
Let them know. Yeah, they do.
Pilots, text in.
Yeah, 303-222-5423.
You just want pilots. That's what this is.
Oh, my God. That was diabolical. I have one for
like horny strippers. Yeah. They shouldn't be allowed to text in and tell me where they live.
That's so sad. TX is for cake. I have pilots.
Yeah. Cakes text in.
All right, no, for real. Another one is tipping. Tipping's got to like... Tipping for non, if you didn't walk over to my table, it shouldn't even be an option for me to tip.
I agree. Yeah, I
agree. If you just stood there and somebody else 2 feet down made my burrito bowl.
I agree. It's the same thing as like when you order like a couch or something and they're like, it's this price plus $100 delivery fee. And you're like, well, I don't want the white glove. They're like, that's all we have. You're like, then just make the price. The real price. Don't add it the extra thing that I don't have a choice in doing.
All right, we're going to go through about 80 more of these. Still waiting on your stripper texts and pilots and cakes. But if there's something you'd like to outlaw, spitting on cakes, clapping on a plane, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. That's the phone number. You can try to text, but we're getting a lot of stripper addresses in here.
The thing that I can't believe we've just allowed to happen as a society is... when you get a sheet and it's not labeled which side is the top and which is the bottom. Like
they've done, that Costco's done a good job. But there are still.
Like we figured it out, but some brands are just like, no.
Figured out.
Yeah. And that should be a law that should just be required.
Especially like, on a king because they're close to the same
size.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not close enough.
I've gotten the measuring tape out
you
before.
Have?
Yeah. To be, cause it drives me nuts of like, which
have
one.
Have you ever thought of like getting a fabric marker and putting it on the bottom?
I've thought what I've done is I've just gotten striped sheets and I know they go up and down on the bed.
Oh my gosh.
It's not.
So then I don't have to. It's like, okay, now I'm stuck with stripes.
The Kirkland sheets have at least a side.
You only need one. You just need a top,
bottom, side.
You don't need to label all of them.
No, just one of them.
We could figure it out, but they just refuse to do it.
Sometimes there's a tag and I always just presume that's on the bottom.
Yeah.
Like
a tag
is going to be on the bottom. That's what I do with my blankets. I'm like, there's a tag. Find the tag, put that on the bottom.
Okay.
Okay, here's one that I think should be a law. This is weird because a couple of us have buried loved ones this year. I guess you didn't. You like had
she's still at a viewing, but yeah, she's rocks now.
On the viewing, I get it, but the casket has a pillow.
It was a closed viewing, so especially don't care. Yeah.
No, it's like you make it like a bed. Caskets should be like I think caskets are. It's a $7,000 expense. That's stupid. Guess what? Nana's dead. She doesn't need to be comfy. She's dead.
I think it's more for presentation.
I don't like it.
But it's
And I find
it's
that
funny.
Weird too. The presentation. Yeah. It's like, I don't need to see the. Like I don't I, need. I remember.
The meat sack that had my Nana in it. I don't need to see it. Mm-hmm. She's not comfy. She's not. She's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So just the whole velvet lined gold bar, like.
It's weird.
Yeah, I remember the first funeral I ever went to. I was just a little kid. I could have never imagined, like, and there will just be the dead body. Like, we're just walking up, like, mm-hmm. and there it is.
There she is.
And you're like,
what?
Like, I remember that.
Yep. And it stuck there.
It did, yeah.
And I wake up thinking about it a lot.
Yeah.
Mostly
I didn't
cake,
even go
but...
in the room. Does this make me disrespectful? I don't want to take the show on a... I didn't go in the room where my dad was.
Really?
No, that's not...
I was like, no. They're like, they hoard you in at the rosary or whatever. They were like, go through this room. I'm like, I'm not going
to. I don't
want
to. Yeah.
Like, is there another way? Like, yeah, you can go down this hallway. I'm like, I'll go that way.
Yeah, I agree. I think I would do the same.
Well, I just torpedoed the whole fun of it all. Back to spitting on birthday cakes and clapping at pilots. What should be a law? We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're a little bit off the rails right now.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's the things that just bug you in society.
Yeah.
And you want to just eradicate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't make sense why we do it. So let's just stop.
So what are we stopping? Megan?
Yes.
Yes.
What are we stopping for you?
Yeah.
So mine is when did we as a society agree that we're going to give each other 24 access to each other via phone?
You know, I'm with you because I have developed like anxious attachment and I wish I didn't.
You have that?
Me? Oh, yeah.
Me too, girl. And you know what? It's like if I don't text somebody back within 5 minutes, they're like, did you get my text? Did I say something wrong? Mm-hmm. What did I do? I'm like, no, I just don't want to be connected to my phone all day long and to society all day long. I need a break.
Well, you should follow Erin's little thing. She turned on read receipts and she'll leave you on read and you just have to get used to it.
Yeah.
It's just like, suck it up, buttercup. I'm not talking to you right now.
Yeah.
I love it.
I gotta be honest though. I just don't open the text right now.
Oh, that's cheating.
I know. I get to it.
No, no, you can't do that.
She hasn't texted me back for weeks.
She just hasn't read it yet.
Okay. I haven't.
She has you on like block. That's a good one, Megan. We need to make that go away. You're right. Alexandra.
Yay.
What makes no sense that we do?
I believe that any type of insurance is a scam and you have to pay what you have to pay for. Because if I'm a great driver and I've been driving for decades with no accident, where does all my money go? To some reckless driver who gets into an accident every month? Same with the health insurance. If I'm healthy and I don't need all that, why should I pay all that money? Plus, when you go to the doctor, the out-of-pocket prices are 3 times less than
that
if
is
you go
true.
Through the
there is a scam in there. Mm-hmm. I do agree with mm-hmm. that part of it, but there's something about I'm a good driver. I don't get in accidents, but if I do, I'd like to know that they're going to be able to handle whatever happens.
Yeah, I remember though being upset like when I was a teenager with car insurance specifically because it's like so I have to pay every month, and then if something happens, I have to pay them more. And then I get in trouble for using them, so then they charge me more the next time. It's like, so why do I even have it? I mean, because it does save you money.
Fell asleep and plowed through somebody's house and hurt their, you know, $900,000 house, you don't have the scratch to make that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they will.
Mm-hmm. So I get it. I get it now, but it is frustrating why it's like, because you get kind of penalized to use it.
You do. You know? I get it, Alexandra. And I share your frustration with it. And God forbid anything happen to you on a medical side. But when it happens, because it costs so much to go do stuff, it's like, I couldn't even afford the cash rate for things. She's saying it's like 3 times account. Less. But it's
I have
like,
a savings account for that.
I'll be honest. Right. I just don't necessarily understand how it works.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay. Perfect.
I just leave them on red.
Ignorance is bliss. She's got read receipts on your insurance company. Jade?
Yay.
What do we need to get rid of?
Okay. It needs to be a law that it should be illegal that anybody leaves their cart anywhere outside of the cart corral or at the store or at the front of the store.
But what should we do to them? 25. I think if you're the person who doesn't put your cart back, we get to launch a cart at your car.
Oh, yeah. Or like trap them. Line the carts up to ring around the car.
Because you're the person. Yeah. And like, oh, I'm creative. I put the two wheels up on the curb. It's still in the way, you jackhole.
Yeah. What about, could they just not get to use a cart next time? We have some sort of, like, you lost your privileges.
No basket either.
Yeah, no basket, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like right. I want to make that a law, too.
Although I like the makeshift jail out of the carts. I do like that.
I've seen a car in that jail.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've only seen pictures, not in real life.
It's amazing. I don't know how. I've seen some of the pictures where they connect the carts.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get it to connect.
I don't know either.
You can't get that first one into the
At a certain point, do you think the person who's supposed to bring the carts in is like, thanks.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Like, that's. I know you're mad at that person, but I work.
It's not any better for me.
Mike?
Yai.
Ought to be law. What are we getting rid of?
I think after a certain age, people should have to redo their driving test to keep their license.
Absolutely.
No way. No way. No way.
I am fine.
This is America.
Aaron is fine. I think you can hear the weak link.
Outrage.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.